You're listening to the Digital Insurance Agent Podcast. In each episode, we explore the latest trends, tools, and strategies for growing your insurance agency in the digital age. Join host Carl Willis, a seasoned financial services digital marketing consultant, as he interviews industry experts, shares success stories, and provides actionable tips to help you stay ahead of the curve and build a successful and sustainable insurance agency in today's ever-evolving market. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, this show is the ultimate guide to help you modernize your business and thrive in the digital world.
Hey, it's Carl with Digital Remodeler, and I'm happy to have Rick Elmore with me today. He's the CEO and founder of Simply Noted, and today we're going to be talking about how to increase your long-term customer value and your customer experience using things like automation and AI to push your business forward. So, Rick, good having you, and just give us a little bit about yourself, and we'll dive in.
Awesome. Well, thanks for having me. It's great to be here. Yes. So again, my name is Rick Elmore. I'm the owner and founder of a company called Simply Noted. And what Simply Noted does is, you know, we're a handwritten notes platform, and we use the world's best handwriting robots to automate and scale sending genuine handwritten notes. So, you know, for a great like customer service tool, you know, sending like automated thank you notes, anniversary notes, you know, annual reminders, or even a cool prospecting tool, because handwritten notes have such a high open rate. Have a 99.2% open rate. So that's a little bit about our company, but the story how I got here is pretty amazing as well.
All right. Well, why don't you go ahead and lead the way? I'd love to hear it.
Yeah. So my background's in athletics. You know, I grew up in like a lower middle class family. You know, being an athlete was my vehicle to get me to where I eventually wanted to go. Played football with the University of Arizona. Had a really good career there under Mike Stoops, and, you know, led the Pac-10 back then in multiple stat categories my junior and senior year, and then was drafted into the NFL in 2011 to the Green Bay Packers. So I got to live out my childhood dream and, you know, play professional sports for almost 4 years. But, you know, eventually everybody has to hang up the cleats and shoulder pads and get into the real world. Didn't know what I wanted to do, so I got into the corporate world. I was in the medical sales and marketing world, and basically took everything that I, you know, everything that made me successful as an athlete, being a hard worker, passion, desire, perseverance, strength, grit, you know, being able to deal with failure, get knocked down 9 times, get up 10, and all those like things that were just instilled into you, like as just like an early, you know, 9-year-old. You know, it's just sports are a great analogy for life. But after 6 years of doing that, you know, I was Rookie of the Year, my first year in corporate, and then the next 5 years, I was top 1% or top 5 sales rep. Just there was something that was not there for me. There was an itch I could not scratch, so I went back and did my MBA. And this is like, you know, I think a lot of people out there are looking for like the next best, you know, the thing for them, right? Like what inspires them, what gets them going. And going to my MBA, it just changed my life. I was in a marketing class about a year into the program, and I had a marketing professor said handwritten notes had a 99.2% open rate. He was going through all the, you know, success rates in marketing, and they're all novel, like 2%, 8%, 12%. And he ends this lecture saying, "Hey guys, you know what works better now, if not better than ever, is a good old fashioned handwritten note. 99.2% open rate. We live in a digital world. Now we're in an AI world. I mean, AI has just revolutionized our business just in the last 6 months." And it's just that tactical, you know, way of connecting with clients are just so rare. You know, nobody ever does it anymore, and mailboxes are empty. So thought there'd be a cool business like idea if we can help businesses scale it and automate it. And that's exactly what we've done. I mean, we're working with, you know, Fortune 100, Fortune 500, 5,000 companies, just big, big, massive companies, help them set up like triggers. So like when someone pays an invoice, automate sending a thank you card in their handwriting on their stationery. And we use really cool robots that we built here in-house. We've invested over $1 million in our technology. Only company in the world to build their own handwriting robot. And it matters because we're using technology from 2023, you know, not technology from the 1980s that's outdated and not purposely built to be a scalable, purposely built writing robot. So It's a really cool product. When you get it in your hand, you can't help but believe it was written by a person because it's just so authentic and so real. We use machine learning, it's really cool. I mean, and I have a sports background, an athletic background, a sales background. I've started a robotic software and industrial automation company. So yeah, it's been a pretty cool, crazy ride.
That's cool. Well, you just brought up a couple of things that I kind of want to dive into. So with your background, I mean, you know, what led you, how did you figure out this robotics piece and where did you have to turn to, gain the expertise to help you put that together?
Well, number one, I would hate to have to compete with me because there's no defeat in me. Like if I fail, like I just get so much more motivated to keep going. And I know that drives some of them, and we have competitors in our space, and I just know it drives them nuts because, again, my background, I don't come from money. Like I was the first person to go to college, and it's very personal to me to change that for my family. You know, I want to be successful for my family and give back to those who helped me, you know, come to where I am today. So I feel internally grateful for that, but I feel internally driven to do that for them. But when I had that little idea light bulb moment in the MBA class, I thought like, if we can scale this and automate it, there could be a business here. So I bought a pen plotter, which anybody can buy off of eBay, but I bought it from China because I didn't even know they were in the US. And it was a little 3-axis plotter. And I mean, it just goes left, right, forward, back, up and down. And people use them for ridiculous amounts of different applications. You know, people use it for medical purposes, drawing. I mean, there's just tons of applications there. So I had it write letters for me. And there's a little plugin that people could use back then. And it was really bad compared to like what we have now. I just didn't know any better. Like looking at the technology 6 years, you know, in the future, I'm like embarrassed that I even sent these notes. But I sent these handwritten notes to doctors that I was trying to work with, about 500 of them. And these doctors would call me back and like, Rick, like, this is amazing. Like, first off, no rep is sending me a handwritten note. And this is cool. Let's book a meeting and talk about this. So like when I saw it work, I just became like internally driven, internally, like so passionate about it, like the entrepreneurial seizure moment. It was just off to the races. And it took me about 5 years. I mean, this was not a success, you know, and I hate those stories where people say it was like, oh, it just took me like 3 months, 6 months. Like, that's not the case whatsoever. We went through the pen plotters, and then we saw some technology out of Europe called an auto pen. We tried that technology, found that wasn't going to work. And I was like, you know, these technologies are so bad. I got to do something about it and build something myself. So then I started going to engineering companies here in Arizona, and I went through 14 phase zeros. And this is a little nugget for anybody out there. If you're trying to solve a problem, like you got to get 15 opinions before you make your decision. And this is what I did. I went to 14 different engineering companies, and we call it a phase zero. It's basically like a discovery phase. And you tell them about your idea, and they basically, you pay them to give you like a quote and like their ideas on how they'll solve the problem. What I did is I would pay them. I would take their stuff, pull the pricing off of it and like the logo of the company. Then I'd go to the next engineering company and say, hey, like, here's my idea. This is what somebody else told me, you know, how they would do it. Criticize it and give me your feedback. And I did that 14 times. And, it took about probably a year, 12 months just to go through all those phase zeros and found a company that I felt, you know, really comfortable with going on this project, this journey. Building the handwriting robot. And we have a software engineer, mechanical engineer, electrical engineer, a full stack developer, like building integrations online to communicate with the robot. So it just came through trial and error. You can't take one or two people's like opinions in solving problems. You got to ask a lot of questions, especially like when you're ignorant about the problem you're trying to solve. Like you can't just assume like through ego, like, oh, this is great. I know it's going to work. Like, but you have to ask, right? Before you make that mistake, right? Because it could be a very expensive mistake. So I'd rather, you know, measure 10 times, cut once.
Absolutely. So one of the things you talked about is how AI has really changed your business in the last 6 months. What are some of those drastic changes that you've seen with AI coming in?
Well, the way that we use it right now on our website, one of the biggest issues for people when building campaigns is like building like the sales copy or coming up with cadences or building out a plan. And like ChatGPT, OpenAI, we've actually integrated that into our website to help people come up with project ideas or what to say or improve messaging or develop a stronger call to action. And we can also like natively through our website add QR codes. So like you can dynamically track scans of like QR codes on the mail. So like if you want to know who actually opened it, right, you can track it through the QR code. So we're integrating tons of technology and we're trying to, you know, use the vehicle of like a tactical old school handwritten note. But, you know, ChatGPT is helping people take the mental stress away, you know, the decision fatigue of coming up with all these ideas. So ChatGPT is helping them come up with a message or a cadence. And then we're using, you know, tools like QR codes and call tracking numbers to help our clients, you know, help them track their clients and see, you know, track ROIs, response, engagement rates, that type of stuff.
Okay, excellent. And one of the things I caught you say earlier is that you can actually match up to the business owner's handwriting. Did I hear that correctly? So yeah. Talk a little bit about that, because some of us have really sloppy handwriting. So
yeah,
I'd love to hear about that.
Yeah, so this is one of the really cool things about our system. We're not building fonts. We're actually training our machine learning handwriting engine, like your way of writing. So, I mean, it even measures like how hard you push down on the paper. So what we do is we have you guys fill out all these documents. It takes about 45 minutes to write all these silly sentences, silly words that don't even make any sense, but it's on purpose because we're seeing like how you naturally like connect letters or connect number or do anything. We're trying to pull out all the characteristics of your handwriting style. And then our graphic design team literally goes through and traces and teaches our machine learning handwriting engine, like how you write. So it's not like literally just like plugging a random A everywhere or like a A or B. Like we're literally learning how you write, and our robots learn how you write and use machine learning to write like you. So it's pretty incredible. I mean, I would literally, even just sending one card, I'd rather have my machine or our machines write these notes, because everyone, like you said, it does look a little nicer because, like, you know, like your handwriting can get especially after not writing for a long time, it can look really bad. But they do such a good job in creating such a, I call it a beautiful product, because it really is an enjoyable experience looking at it versus like what you said, like when it writes, you know, when you write, it can be really terrible. I mean, really what we try to do is learn how you write, and then our machines learn how you write and then write for you.
Excellent. Excellent. So let's talk about some best uses. Obviously, you know, sending out notes has been something that's been out there for many years. There's companies, you know, hey, we'll send birthday cards and things like that. But I agree with you and even what your professor was teaching. You know, there's just something about a handwritten note that has a lot more emotional connection. Mm-hmm. And so as you've, you know, watched your clients utilize the handwritten notes, what have been some of the best practices you've seen? How are they best being applied and used and really generating a good return for the client?
Yeah. So like you said, there are tons of companies out there will send cards, but like what separates us is we're a platform and we're handwritten. You know, there's like those companies out there like Send Out Cards, where, you know, you can upload a spreadsheet and they'll send a printed card, but there's no software built to create a seamless experience. So what we do is we work with companies to automate it or set up triggers from when they're within their software, so they don't have to worry about it. So, you know, softwares like Salesforce, HubSpot, Zoho for like all the major CRMs, or like service-based industries like Jobber, ServiceTitan. I forget all those. I mean, there's tons out there, but we can integrate and automate it based off a trigger or an event. So it becomes like an enjoyable, seamless process versus like a headache. Like it's like an offside third-party product to where you don't know what's going on. I mean, it's kind of like its own entity in itself. We want to be an extension of your business, be a partner with you. So you know exactly what's going on every step in a way. And again, it's all handwritten. But the way that people use us is simple thank you notes. Those are the ones like the service-based industries that we've seen, like these like solar companies or roofing companies. We've seen their like growth over the last 3 years, like literally hockey stick. And it's always just thank you notes. And I'll connect with them. Like they don't even reach out anymore because it's just been such a consistent service. But I'll reach out and like, hey, how's everything going? And they're just like, it's great. Our clients love it. Like they always get great feedback. So simple thank you cards or... you know, maybe after a quote, we have some garage door companies using us, like after a quote, you know, to help them close it or an HVAC, you know, those are big ticket items, you know, $6,000, $10,000, $12,000. And people have to think about it. You know, if they can receive a handwritten note from the rep that they met with in 3 days, like it's pretty powerful. You know, it helps you get that contract across the finish line. So thank you cards for sure. Thank you for meeting. Thank you after a purchase, anniversary, annual reminders. Those are all can be automated or just like a simple like spreadsheet. It's just like mail merge. You know, you can take all your customers in a spreadsheet, upload it to our website, and literally you can send 5,000, 50,000 custom handwritten notes really in your handwriting with your logo in 1 minute, 2 minutes. You just go, hi, first name, use our AI to write the message. Check out, you know, with your spreadsheet there and it's done. So we've really tried to make it as easy as possible. Like in anything, there's a learning curve. You just need to know where all the buttons are, right? But once you do it once or twice, you know, our team's really good at onboarding. You know, it just becomes like a seamless, integratable process. You know, it's a part of your business.
Okay, fantastic. So, you know, with that, so you've got the handwritten note that goes out. I would presume that you also handle the mailing, postage, those types of things. So tell us a little bit about that process. If somebody's using your service, what does that look like? They have their trigger set. Yep. What happens from that point?
Yeah. So, I mean, we're the only company that's truly vertically integrated that I'm aware of. This is kind of like a niche business, but we have like when you trigger an order, you start an order, it gets sent to our printing press. So the same $200,000 printing press that you know, these large commercial printing companies have, we have one of those in-house. So it gets sent to our printer, we print it, and then we take it over to the machine that cuts and scores it. Then after it's cut and scored, we run it through our handwriting robots with all your data. And then it's machine or human quality controlled. So a human looks at the card, looks at the envelope, they're both handwritten, make sure it looks great, inserts it, and then we throw a real forever stamp on it and put it in the mail for you. So, and it's all done within 24 hours, unless you have massive orders. You know, our current production capacity is around 10 to 15,000, but we just made a pretty substantial investment to try to get that up to 50,000 handwritten notes a day by the end of the year. So it's a really seamless, painless process that's done completely in-house. Our goal is to try to get that handwritten note to your client within 3 to 4 business days.
Excellent. And then just, you know, because I know you're dealing with large companies, mm-hmm. Is this an appropriate fit for the small, you know, insurance agent, financial advisor, you know, single person and assistant type office?
I think this is a great product for any service-based industry. So if it's financial service, insurance, real estate, you know, where relationships matter, mortgage, right? Where you can get referrals, reviews matter, you know, transactional type of things as well. I think any type of service and transactional relationship-based businesses will thrive with this type of product because it's just so rare and people appreciate to be appreciated. So like, if you just say thank you to your client, like it just works. Like it's the law of reciprocity, right? Like they're going to feel appreciated and feel more inclined to refer their friends or write your review. Or, you know, there's a really cool American Express study saying that clients who feel more appreciated are 7 times more likely to make a referral, 7 times more likely to forgive a mistake, 5 times more likely to refer to make a repeat purchase. So, I mean, there's tons of benefits to just building a better relationship with your client.
Absolutely. So of course, the question everybody's going to have is how do you price this? Is it by individual note? Is it in a package? How does your system work?
Yeah, our pricing starts at $3 a card. So if you think of like the relationship management of each client is done for $3 a year, you know, it's better than an email, which is automated. Let's be honest. Everybody knows emails are automated nowadays. Handwritten notes is the last form of communication that people believe that can be automated. And I feel like we're going to break the industry because as soon as people get, you know, really understand that this technology exists, like I think every form of communication then is now automated or done by robots. But handwritten, you know, this is the last form that people really understand that can be automated. So, you know, if you want to try to manage client relationships, like lower your turn, you know, get more referrals, you know, $3 a year for each client, you know, it seems, you know, it seems to be worth it. But we have clients who are sending really large volumes that can go, you know, down to a dollar.
Okay, excellent. And then, you know, what is kind of the time frame once a person signs up for the service? How quickly does it take to go through that handwriting process and really get them set up to where they can start to send those notes out?
Yeah, it can be as fast as you want. It's the homework, you know, that people have to do, you know, setting up the automation. You know, we can help with that, but usually, you know, if you have a CRM and you're good with like inputting your data, the easiest thing is to automate off a payment, because usually, you know, the payment has their billing address or mailing address associated with that credit card. But it can be, you know, go to our website and send one card in literally 2 minutes. You know, anybody can use our website as like to send a card or send hundreds. But if you want to like integrate it and do like your handwriting, it's going to take a few days, because you're going to have to fill out that handwriting form, which is going to take you about 45 minutes. We're going to have to send you proofs, make sure you love it. And then to set up that integration can take 5 minutes, but you know, people tend to like overcomplicate it. It's like, hey, let's send an email, then a handwritten note, and then automate like a task to call out, you know, it's like they think it through too much. It's just like, just send it like a one trigger, one event for a thank you note after a purchase, you know, but it can take anywhere from, you know, 5 minutes to a few days.
Okay, excellent. And then you mentioned somebody can go to the website and you know, place a single note order if they wanted. Is there a place where they can actually see this process at work, or a way they can kind of take it for a test run? What do you have available for them?
Yeah, we have a lot of great videos on our website, just the videos tab at the top of the page. Also, you can request a free sample, and we do a really good job of sending like a big sample kit with like 7 or 8 writing samples, handwriting styles, case studies, flyers, pricing, and we'll send that to you for free. Just go to the website, top right-hand corner of the homepage, it says request a sample. What happens, people get that and they're like, no way. Like, is this really your handwritten? Like, and then like they take the finger, try to smudge the ink. They see it's actually like real pen. And then they call us with their idea. So I highly suggest like just to go to the website, simplynoted.com, and request a free sample at the very least. And I'm like, even if it's something you don't want to do now, like, I'm telling you, it's the people like, oh, holidays, like this is a huge thing for the holidays as well. You know, it's our busiest time of the year. So eventually there's a reason to send somebody a handwritten note. If it's a holiday card, a thank you card, you know, congrats. We're a platform that helps you do it all.
Okay, excellent. And then Rick, any final thoughts you have for those that are listening today? Any golden nuggets that you think somebody needs to grab a hold of?
I think, you know, SimplyNote is not the one tool that fits all. You know, I run SimplyNote and I know it takes literally an entire village, you know, of support from different tools. So I would just think to take an omni-channel presence, you know, with your clients when you're trying to think of growing your business, lowering churn rate, improving client retention, increasing lifetime value. You need to have an email tool, a texting tool, a calling tool, a data tool, a mailing tool. And I think, you know, a handwritten note, it's a great tool to have in your tool belt that's going to help you stand out and beat the competition.
Excellent. Well, Rick, where could they go again to find out more about Simply Noted?
Yeah, Simply Noted is just how it's spelled, S as in Sam, I, M as in Mary, PLY, noted.com. And just request a free sample or just connect with me on LinkedIn. I'm on LinkedIn all day. It's just Rick, R-I-C-K, Elmore, E-L-M-O-R-E. And I'll be happy to chat with you there.
All right, Rick, it's been good having you on today, and appreciate your time.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here.